Okay, are we ready? Excellent. Okay. Everyone have a seat. And or. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, we can't do that. We're going to call this meeting to order. Today is Wednesday, June the 29th. This is the regularly scheduled zoning committee. I am Carla Smith, the vice chair. Our chair has an excused absence. To my right is council member Ivory Young. To my left is council member Howard Shook. To his left is council member, yeah, he's a little bit far down there, Alex Wan. To his left is Miss Charletta Jacks, and our staff people on to the left is Miss Angela Campbell and Mr. Theo Pace. We are also joined by, we have council member Cleta Winslow in the audience, and we have our law department, Miss Anna Marie Hazard, and Mr. Jeff Haymore. So thank you all for joining us. Without objection, we will adopt the agenda, but do we need to make a change on it? Nope, so no changes. Okay, so without objection, we'll adopt the agenda and approve the minutes. Now we are to E, ordinances for first read. Without objection, we will accept the consent agenda, which then takes us to F, ordinances for second read. We can take number 7 and 8, 16-0, 1354, and 1355. We can take these together. We do have to hold them for a public hearing, but Ms. Jacks, if you will sound those.
16-0, 1354, MPRA 1601, an ordinance to grant a certificate under the provisions of the Metropolitan River Protection Act for a new single-family house located at 2196 Main Street Northwest. It is located in NPUD, Council District 9, as well as 1605, MRPA 1602, an ordinance to grant a certificate under the provisions of the Metropolitan River Protection Act for a new single-family house located at 2669 George Street, NPUD, Council District 9.
Without objection, we will hold those for a public hearing on July 13th. Now we are to number 9, 16-0, 1367. Ms. Jacks.
This is 1367, an ordinance by Councilmember Kwanzaa Hall to extend the development timetables for property located at 207, 211, 219, 223, and 225 13th Street, receiving parcel, in connection with the transfer of development rights authorized pursuant to special use permit U1310 and for other purposes.
Do I have a motion? Thank you. We have a motion to approve. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Hearing none, this stands approved. Now we will go to the summary report. We will take all three of the favorables together. Ms. Jacks.
16-0, 1152, U1605, 1203 Collier Road, Northwest, NPUC and D, Council District 8. This is a special use permit for outdoor dining. It is approval by staff, NPU, and ZRB. 16-0, 1134, Z1624, a text amendment to Chapter 20K, Subarea 3, allows for an increase in allowable FAR. Approval across the board from staff, NPU, and ZRB. And 16-0-1073, Z1626, 729 Hamilton Avenue, Southeast, NPUW, Council District 1. The changes from R4 to R4B. Staff recommendation was denial. NPU recommendation was approval, and ZRB recommendation is for approval. The motion is favorable.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. Those three stand approved. Ms. Jacks, we will take all the favorable as amended as a block. Oh, we do have, yeah, we have two. We need to, no, just one to amend.
Yes.
We just have one to amend. So let's take that one by itself. That would be 15-0-1459. Let's take that one right now.
That's 1500, 1459, U 1512, 3160, 3254, 3154, 3124 Northside Parkway, and 3039 Howell Mill Road Northwest, NPUCNA. This is a special use permit for a site plan amendment for a private school. The staff recommendation, approval conditional. The NPU recommendation, C, denial, A, approval. ZRB recommendation, approval conditional. And this is an amended ordinance. The motion is for favorable as amended.
Okay, we need to sound the amendment, correct? Okay.
The amendment is an amended ordinance by Zoning Committee granting a special use permit for a private school pursuant to Section 1605.005(1)(l) for purposes of a site plan amendment for property located at 3160, 3254, 3154, 3124 Northside Parkway, and 3039 Howell Mill Road Northwest. It is located in NPUCNA, Council District 8.
Take them. Yeah, all it did was change the caption to make it a little bit more clear. So we have a motion to accept the amendment. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. The paper is amended. So now we have a motion to approve as amended. Thank you. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none. This stands approved as amended. So now we can take all of the favorable as amended, the rest of them in a block, please.
1600-1196, U-1607, 1159 Benteen Avenue, Southeast, NPUW, Council District 1, a special use permit for a garden, approval conditional, approval and approval conditional are the recommendations coming from staff, NPU, and ZRB. 1600-1197, U-1609, 788 McDonough Boulevard, Southeast, NPUW, Council District 1, special use permit for a daycare. Staff is approval conditional, NPU approval, ZRB approval conditional. 1600-1198, U-1610, 743 Virginia Avenue, Northeast, NPUF, Council District 6, special use permit for a daycare. Staff recommendation, approval conditional, NPU and ZRB, NPU approval, ZRB approval conditional. 1600-1199, Z1617, 1039, 1059 Grant Street and Zero Hill Street, Southeast, NPUW, Council District 1, MRC3C for a change of conditions, approval conditional across the board. 1600-1200, Z1618, 1101 Donnelly Avenue, Southwest, NPUS&T, Council District 4, MR4C to I1C, approval conditional across the board. 1600-1202, Z1621, 4362 Wyuka Road Northeast, NPUB, Council District 7, R3 to PDH, approval conditional by staff and ZRB, approval by NPU. 1600-1108, Z1627, a portion of 668 Atlanta Student Movement Boulevard, RG3 to MRC3C, approval conditional from staff, NPU, and ZRB.
Thank you. We have a motion to approve as amended. Any discussion? Yes, Ms. Winslow, please come up to the podium.
And thank you for allowing me to speak. We're very excited about 1101 Donnelly Avenue. It's right on the Beltline. It will be the first development in Southwest Atlanta on the Beltline, so that's really good. We're hoping that it's going to be restaurants, a beer brewery, office space, and some other things. So we're really happy about it. And as a matter of fact, it's Puritan Mill developers that are in Councilmember Young's district are coming over into District 4. So we're really excited about that. And in addition, the other piece of the other legislation on Student Movement Boulevard, that is where the Atlanta Housing Authority is going to be rebuilding around the Atlanta University Center campus. And this is one of the historic buildings that's there, so they want to preserve that building and provide some commercial as well as some other mixed use for the community as they bring the other buildings online that you've already approved several months ago. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Winslow. That's very exciting. Mm-hmm. Good job. Good job. All right. We'll pass your papers right now. All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. Everything stands approved. So it'll go to full council, and we will see you there. Now we are to G, which is papers held in committee, and we don't have anything to bring forward. So we are to H, remarks from the public. Is there anyone to speak? Okay, we're to I, adjournment. So we have a motion, and it passes.